720 WGN, Dane Neal, Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the download in for Justin Kaufman until 11 p.m. tonight. We're going to be talking so many different things, some food, some international relations, some politics, certainly some prints, and then also some Cubs, too, right, who are factored into the international relations as well. So here's the you got a chance to go to an event at the British consulate,
right,
where the Secretary of State was here. And she was in town doing a little bit of recon. And
right.
What's great is I get a chance to talk to her. She is on her way to the airport right now. She is the Secretary of State for Rural Affairs and for Food for Great Britain. It's the one and only Honorable Elizabeth Truss. Welcome to WGN.
It's great to be here.
So it's got to be exciting to get to travel. Certainly so much of what you do centers around everything related to the government in England and all those challenges and jobs that any government official has. But it's got to be fun to get out and get to Chicago.
It's been a great, great visit. Fantastic to see the city. We've hosted an event showcasing some fantastic British food. And I've also met a lot of great companies here who I think we could do more trade and business with.
Well, it's nice to have you here. And, of course, Chicago is a truly international city. And when it comes to food, certainly in the last maybe 15 years or so, Chicago is one of the world's great food cities. Now, when people think of England, you think of all of the history and you think of all of the artifacts and the monuments and so many things to see over there. But you don't necessarily think of the food. Was that one of the reasons why you decided to start this effort?
Absolutely. I think British food has really transformed in the last few decades. We've got some fantastic chefs, whether it's Jamie Oliver or Nigella Lawson. We've got some great companies. Today I was showcasing some of our English sparkling wine from Chapel Down and Ridgeview, some of our fantastic gins that have been produced for centuries in the UK, as well as some of the great British cheeses. We now produce more varieties of cheese than France. And what I wanted to do is make sure everybody in Chicago is aware of that.
Wow. Well, that's great. And that's what this opportunity is for, is to get the word out, because people know about England, of course, for the great beers and certainly the spirits. That history and lineage is well known. But the cheeses, right? More cheese than France. People did not know that.
Exactly. And we've got some excellent varieties like Stilton cheese, which is a blue cheese, of course. Britain is where cheddar came from, and we were showcasing some of our top cheddars as well this evening.
That's exciting stuff. So you got a chance to be here. You got to mingle with some of our companies here, not only in America, but specifically in Chicago. You're jetting off to somewhere else. But what else, while you were here in Chicago, what else did you get a chance to see and enjoy?
Well, I was able to meet some of the top food companies here in Chicago. As you say, Chicago is a great home of agriculture, of agricultural trading. We've been talking about opportunities for farmers in terms of dealing with price volatility, introducing a dairy futures market in London, similar to what you already have in Chicago. So there's a lot of things to talk about. So of course, view your fantastic city, which is absolutely beautiful.
Too bad you didn't get a chance to see the mighty Chicago Cubs. I mean, they're something to be proud of.
I did buy a Chicago Cubs outfit for my daughter, though.
Nice. Well, at least you got her. Well, that's good. Okay, good to see. That is very wonderful to see. Now, do you see, before we let you go, as other countries, you know, around the world are not only having tourism for whether it is, you know, vacations or beaches or history or all those kind of things, but for culinary tourism, you know, I mean, you look at France, you look at places like Italy, a lot of what they do is bring people in that are going through and trying the foods of the region. Do you see England being one of those in the future?
Absolutely. And I think when people travel, they want to understand the food, they want to understand the local culture. And we've got some fantastic things to showcase in England, whether it's our fabulous seafood. We're, of course, an island with fantastic coasts. We've got great fish. We've got great meat as well. And I'd encourage people to come to England to experience it for themselves.
Oh, it's exciting stuff. Happy to have you here. Now, do you have a website where people can check out and find out all the information related to the food of Great Britain?
Absolutely. It's called Great British Food. We've got a website. We've also got Instagram, and we're on Twitter as well.
Great British Food, is it? Go check it out online. And, of course, see her. If you see her at the airport, definitely say goodbye. And Secretary Truss, thanks so much for being here on
WGN.
Great
to speak with you. Okay, bye.